You're listening to SBS News.
As protesters made their voices heard outside the Alabama state legislature, raucous debate also ensued in the Senate over the most restrictive abortion bill anywhere in the US.
We want the government out of our life. We want them out of our business. Now you're in my womb. I want you out.
But in a vote of 25-6, the male-dominated Republican-controlled Senate passed a bill restricting abortions in almost all cases, except when the woman's life is at risk.
We should not be deprived of life, liberty, and property. When does a life become a life?
The bill has also been formally signed into law by Alabama's Republican governor, Kay Ivey. Under the new law, abortion after rape or incest would be banned, and doctors face from 10 to 99 years in prison for carrying out an abortion. Eric Johnson is the founder and president of the Alabama Pro-Life Coalition, who assisted in drafting the bill. He believes stopping a pregnancy from the moment of conception is murder.
The unborn child is a person, philosophically, from conception, because the egg and the sperm join.
Dina Zerlot became pregnant at 17 after she was raped. She felt she couldn't tell her family until it turned out she was several months pregnant. In spite of that and the fact that the baby would have severe developmental problems, which meant she would struggle to make it to only a year old, Dina was forced to have the baby because of Alabama's already strict abortion laws.
I know what it's like to be a person who was not given a choice, and that's something that I would save another person from, because I know how much suffering it caused me and my family. The reasons why people would seek an abortion are, they're all significant. They're all something to be treated with empathy and kindness and dignity, and I don't see that happening.
Her story was put to Eric Johnson.
They're taking the life of their child. That's why it would be agonizing. I can understand that. I can't empathize with it because I'm not a woman.
Dina Zerlot watched the passing of the bill unfold from the public gallery.
Some degree of shock, the anger, and then there's just the grief for all the people that are going to be affected by this bill. All the girls like me who need a voice and they need a choice, and that's not being given to them.
The new law is likely to come under legal challenge. The director of the American Civil Liberties Union, Jennifer Dalvin, vowing to block it before it comes into effect.
We're going to go to court, and we're going to, I fully expect that we will be able to block this law before it takes effect. What's really important for people to know is that today abortion is legal in Alabama and in every state across the country, and we'll go to court in any state that tries to block it.
And the architects of the anti-abortion bill say they expect it will be defeated in the lower courts, but hope that it will eventually come before the Supreme Court. Emboldened by the addition of two conservative appointments to the bench by President Donald Trump, which gives the court a conservative majority, their aim, they say, is for the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling to be undermined or overturned completely. The new law will take effect in 6 months.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.